This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden has urged all Americans to get the COVID vaccine when it becomes available to them, insisting that the shots are safe. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
After touring a Pfizer vaccine plant in Michigan, the president hailed what he called the vaccine miracle, saying there should be enough doses for all Americans by July.
I believe we'll be approaching normalcy by the end of this year.
But he warns there will be bumps.
Look what's happening with the weather now, for example, slowing up the distribution.
With some vaccine sites closed, the government's held back roughly 6 million doses.
About 3 days of delayed shipping.
White House virus response advisor Andy Slavitt expects the backlog to be cleared within a week, but he says vaccine sites will have to work overtime to get back on track. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration is unwinding a Trump-era policy that made asylum seekers wait in Mexico. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The first group of asylum seekers who had been forced to wait in Mexico by the Trump administration arrived in San Diego Friday. The 25 people allowed into San Diego were the first of an estimated 25,000 asylum seekers with active cases waiting in Mexico under the now abandoned Remain in Mexico program. Similar entry points will be opened next week in Brownsville, Texas on Monday and El Paso, Texas next Friday. But U.S. officials don't want to see a surge of asylum seekers at the border. Authorities are telling people to register on a website that was launched Friday by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. I'm Mike Gracia.
A mostly flat day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials unchanged, the S&P off 0.19%, and the NASDAQ down by 0.07%. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in his first news conference as Pentagon chief, said Friday that progress toward peace in Afghanistan and an end to U.S. military involvement there depends on the Taliban reducing attacks. But Austin said that there would be no hasty withdrawal of the about 2,500 troops in Afghanistan.
I told our allies that no matter what the outcome of our review, the United States will not undertake a hasty or disorderly withdrawal from Afghanistan that puts their forces or the alliance's reputation at risk.
Austin, a retired four-star Army general who oversaw U.S. forces in Afghanistan and across the Middle East for 3 years during the Obama administration, said the Biden administration is methodically and deliberately assessing its next steps in Afghanistan, where U.S. troops have been present for nearly 20 years. A young female protester in Myanmar who was shot in the head last week as police dispersed a crowd died on Friday, the first death among opponents of a February 1st coup. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
20-year-old Nyat Twet Twet Kang had been on life support since she was taken to hospital after she was hit by what doctors said was a live bullet at a protest. She is the first person to be killed since Myanmar's army seized power on February 1st. Police moved in on different protests across the country Friday. Baton-wielding officers were seen running at anti-coup protesters in northern Kachin State in the city of Michenar. In Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, police barricaded its largest protest site. A witness said hundreds of people gathered at the barricades anyway, while a procession of several thousand gathered at another point. Yes. Meanwhile, Britain and Canada imposed sanctions on Myanmar's ruling generals.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. The U.S. Federal Reserve sees evidence that hiring is picking back up, though the job market remains badly damaged by the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Roughly 4 million Americans have fallen out of the labor force since the pandemic began, no longer working or looking for work. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has said if those people were counted as unemployed, the jobless rate would be roughly 10%. Still, Fed officials believe the economic outlook for later this year has brightened, and the Federal Reserve's semiannual monetary policy report says job data compiled by payroll processor ADP through early February shows modest improvement in the job market. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.